Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Justin Bourne has followed in his father's footsteps. Bob Bourne, an NHL All-Star, Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year, Stanley Cup champion, and alcoholic. Justin Bourne has written about that, about his father and his own struggle with alcoholism in Down and Back. And Justin is on the line with us right now. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. What a brutally honest book this is. And it opens with a heartbreaking story from about 10 years ago involving your father. First, tell us the story that you opened the book with.
Yeah, you know, it is. It's the story of, you know, my dad had given me one of his Stanley Cup rings for high school graduation. We were in a much better place at that time. And, you know, alcohol had kind of ruined him for a portion of his life. And he'd tell you the same thing. And it's the story of him coming to visit me, stealing back the Stanley Cup ring before selling it at a tough time in his life. And, you know, it opens in the way it does. And it's such a, you know, it feels like a hard way, like I'm coming at my dad in the opening thing. But I think for context, for people to understand alcoholism and what it does to families and people and good people, I had to share one story. And, you know, that is one that, one of many, unfortunately, but one that I think captured the best essence of hockey at the crux of the story, alcoholism at the crux of the story, and my relationship with my dad. So I thought it was the right place to start for the direction the book was going to go. And I hope that by the end of the book, people understand that, you know, it's a book, I hope, of hope and recovery and for relationships and all that too. But unfortunately, I felt it was best to start at a tough place.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It has a much better ending than a beginning, certainly. What was your dad's reaction? Did he read that before this was published? What was that like waiting for his reaction?
Yeah, you know, I had spoken with him about the book and, you know, doing the book and what was going to be in the book and all that. He did get a, you know, chance to read it before it was ever published. You know, my dad's had a tough time and, you know, being to rehab three separate times, and you know, he wants his story out there too. And, you know, he wants people to know and see what a life after hockey can look like without proper support. And so, you know, unfortunately, that, you know, there were, obviously he didn't love that story, individual story being out there, but he does recognize a lot of the pain that was caused in the years that he was at his worst. And, you know, I wanted to tell a lot of different hockey stories. I wanted to talk about, you know, partying and head hits and the culture and all these different things, and to tell my story. You know, unfortunately, I can't do it without his story. So getting his permission first was the initial step towards writing the book. And, you know, the gaps filled themselves in from there.
What's your relationship like with your dad now?
Good. You know, this is, you know, after he finished the whole book, I had asked him to finish it all before reaching out to me. And, you know, immediately he was apologetic and, you know, wanting to, you know, get to know his grandkids, my kids, better, and wanting to fly out here. And we're going to see him when we go home to Toronto in a few months, and we haven't seen him in a couple years. So we're at a good place. We're both sober. You know, I hope that this is the beginning of something of a happy ending for our relationship and our conditions.
What are you hoping is the takeaway, for people who read your book, Justin?
You know, that you can be, there's such a thing as a low bottom alcoholic. This is an easy answer for me, because everyone thinks that you're an alcoholic and then you crash a car and kill someone and that's rock bottom, and, you know, then you get better. But that's not how it works. You know, everyone will tell you, if you have a rock bottom but you continue to drink, you will find a new lower rock bottom. It just continues to get worse as long as you continue to live like that. And so, you know, in treatment, they told us you can pick your bottom. And so if for you, your bottom is, you know, a strained marriage and a strained work relationship, and you're the worst version of yourself that you know you could be, that can be bottom enough. So I think there's a lot of people out there who are living in isolation that know their excess drinking is hurting them or keeping them trapped from a better life. I want the message to be that it doesn't, you don't have to hit a legal issue or a divorce or a death or anything like that to make the change. It's something that you get to make the choice what your rock bottom is.
That's a great message. Appreciate you sharing that story. Appreciate this book so much. It's called Down and Back by Justin Bourne. Justin, thanks so much for being with us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
You got it. Bye-bye.